This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Several laws changing Colorado's criminal justice system went into effect Friday. One redefines what legally constitutes sexual assault to focus on the victim's lack of consent instead of the actions of the perpetrator. Another law changes the criteria for prosecuting someone who uses fake information to obtain food stamps and other public benefits. Colorado homeowners got a lot richer over the last year. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In Colorado, the average homeowner gained $92,000 in equity over the last year. The numbers come from CoreLogic, a housing analysis firm. Selma Hepp is an economist at CoreLogic. She says much of those gains were from a flurry of buying activity before interest rates went up.
As Federal Reserve started talking about being more aggressive in terms of their policy stance and mortgage rates increasing, people jumped in and tried to lock in those favorable mortgage rates.
HEP is forecasting a major slowdown in the U.S. housing market and in Colorado as those rates rise. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Isolated thunderstorms are in the forecast for Denver and Boulder this evening. The National Weather Service forecaster Carrie Bowen says anyone planning to celebrate 4th of July outside should bring umbrellas or raincoats.
Monitor the weather before you go out and just be prepared to take shelter if you are going to watch fireworks tonight, just to be safe.
Bowen says highs will stay in the 90s this evening. This is CPR News.